Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
I expose people to magic. I expose them to something they're never otherwise going to see in their boring, normal lives, and I gave that to them.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
That's how I roll.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Radical people like Sean Penn and Mel Gibson and Colin Farrell and
Pedro Fernandez.
Radical people.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. And straight up today, we're talking heavyweights. Prospects, folks, undefeated heavyweight Brian Jennings on the line. He'll be here in just a few minutes. If you'd like to join us on the toll-free, you can. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Jennings and Deontay Wilder considered the two best American hopes in the heavyweight professional ranks right now, so we'll talk with Mr. Jennings in just a few minutes. But straight up, we've got UFC 167 right around the corner, of course. GSP, Johnny Hendricks coming to you live from Las Vegas. We'll talk MMA in the second part of the show, but straight up, this is the Boxing and MMA Hour, Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Last Saturday night, Mikey Garcia, superstar or sort of fake chin? What's up with that? Got knocked down by a guy in Roman Martinez who really can't punch. Guy put him down. He didn't appear to be hurt, but the bottom line is he was put down by a punch that didn't look all that significant. So Mikey Garcia, now 33-0 still, 28 KOs, came on to stop the last Puerto Rican champion. No more champions for Puerto Rico. What's going on with that? Well, Mad Manny Caballero's got an article coming up at ringtalk.com next week on And Then There Was None, talking about Puerto Rican boxing champions. That's on the website, ringtalk.com, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. Next up on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network, undefeated heavyweight sensation, Brian Jennings.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You've always strived to make the best choices. And Rite Aid is here to help you keep making the best choices by giving you the information you need to choose the right Medicare Part D prescription plan coverage. during a free review of your Medicare Part D options with your pharmacist, get information about available plans so you can pick the plan with the best value based on your Rite Aid prescriptions, and avoid the possibility of overpaying, as plans and options can change year to year. And transfer all of your prescriptions to Rite Aid today to get Wellness 65 Plus points that could earn you up to 20% off almost the whole store for a year. Enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today for a free review of your Medicare Part D prescription plan options. Certain limitations apply. Prescriptions and certain non-prescription items are not eligible for the 20% discount. See your local Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Boxing is an unnatural act, because everything in it is backwards. You want to move to the left, you don't step left, you push on the right toe. To move right, you use your left toe. Instead of running from the pain, like a sane person would do, you step into it.
Darkest of night, with the moon shining bright, there's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
Check it. 12 and a half, make it 13 minutes past the hour. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My next guest hopes to be the superfly of the heavyweight division. From the city of brotherly love, I'm talking about Brian Jennings. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you, my brother?
I'm good. Doing well. Thanks for having me.
No, it's a pleasure to have you, man. So are you living in Philly right now? Are you training in Philly? What's going on? What's your life like?
I live in Philly, training in Philly. Soon that next fight did get finalized, then, I'll have to switch and, figure out where we're going to be going out training at.
Okay. I remember Philadelphia from the Benny Briscoe days. I'm an old guy. Benny Briscoe days, Hagler would come into town, Bobby Boogaloo, Watts, guys like that. There were some killers out of Philadelphia, and they had these monstrous gym wars. Meldrick Taylor was in gym wars all the time. Are they still having gym wars? They used to kill each other in the gyms in Philadelphia.
Nah, man. It's not many gym wars left in Philadelphia.
Okay.
I think everybody's, forgetting the real purpose of the sport and, the competitiveness. It has become more of a business than the sport. It's not equally distributed no more. It's more of a business.
So it being more of a business, I remember when Las Vegas used to be run by the mob. I enjoyed it when it was run by the mob. Now it's a corporate entity, and I really don't enjoy Las Vegas all that much. But now that it's more business than it is sport, how do you look at it? How do you deal with it? You're undefeated, 17-0, 9 KOs. You're ranked in the top 5 by everybody. How do you look at this if it's not a sport? Is it just a business?
Well, I feel as though I'm good at both. But I gotta remember, what the sport is, and I can't look past it, because what people don't understand, the better you are in the sport, the better you will be for business. But some people just put business before the sport, to a point to where it's like, all right, you're looking for the money, but you're not perfecting your craft. So it it shows in a lot of these guys' performances. Whereas they're like, look, if you're not perfecting your craft, but you're still on this certain type of level of business. And it's like a lot of these guys, they just want to come in and just get the check. They don't want to really fight. They don't really want to fight it, giving up fights. And they're taking away from the sport.
Okay. Undefeated heavyweight sensation Brian Bye-Bye Jennings on the line from the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia. And, Brian, I tell you, I used to train. I won 4 Golden Gloves, won the United States PAL title back about a long, long time ago. Anyway, but the bottom line was when I went to the gym, I loosened up for like 3 or 4 rounds, then I shadow boxed for 3 or 4 rounds, then I hit the bag for 3 or 4 rounds, then I would spar for 6 rounds, then would jump rope or hit the bag some more after the sparring. I go to the gym nowadays, and guys are in and out of there in less than an hour. They're done.
It's real different. I've only been, January, I make 5 whole years of me boxing.
Okay.
So, I haven't really experienced, too much, but I've seen people do that. They come in and they just give it a good hour, give a couple rounds in the bag, And then, you know, that's it. Like, you know, they don't do nothing extra. And, I mean, I got common sense, and I can tell that, you know, that's not the way it's supposed to be. That's not the way it used to be. And I don't think, you know, the past champions or the past, you know, legendary boxers trained that way.
You know, I watch guys like Eddie Machen, who fought Sonny Liston, and I watch Liston train out here in San Francisco, and I watch Cassius Clay, then Muhammad Ali, train out here in San Francisco. So I watched some great fighters train, got to train with Roberto Duran, Wilfred Benitez, people like that. So I saw how the great fighters, how they trained and how they prepared, okay? They went the extra 10 yards, not the extra yard, the extra 10 yards. They got it done. They made sure they were in condition. Even Duran, when he was old and he was in shape, was formidable. I'm saying, but when they knew they had something on the line, they put it all together.
Yeah.
Okay. Brian Jennings, our guest, so bye-bye. How'd you get the nickname Bye-Bye?
Well, coming up, you know, since I was around 14, everybody called me B.Y. B.Y. stood for Big Young Boy.
Okay.
Because I was 6'3", 230 pounds at about 14, 15 years old. So, you know, I was much bigger than everybody, but I was much, you know, I was much younger. So that's what the name B.Y. stood for. Now, when I started boxing, you know, my trainer, Fred Jenkins, we came up with the name, you know, for Bye-Bye, but the way it's spelled became different because okay. He dropped the E.
Uh-huh.
For some reason, you know, I think it started out to be a mistake, but I turned the mistake around and made sense of it.
Well, you know,
I'm sorry,
go ahead.
And that's why it's Bye-Bye without the E.
There's a fighter named Johnny Gonzalez. He's a fighter about a featherweight, and he spelled his name J-O-N-H-N-N-Y. In other words, the H is in front of the N, is backwards, blah, blah, blah. So I always say his parents had a problem spelling at birth, right? Well, actually, the hospital made a mistake, and they decided not to change it. But straight up, we're talking with Brian Jennings, folks. Brian, when's your next go? When are you fighting again?
We're looking at January 18th on the Lucien Bute and John Pascal card in Montreal, Canada.
Okay. So talk to me about the heavyweight division. I'm looking through it here. I'm looking at Vladimir Klitschko and Kubrat Pulev, the guy from Bulgaria. What do you think of Tyson Fury? Has Tyson Fury got a glass jaw?
Tyson Fury, he's kind of like one of the best we got. So, I mean, degrading some of the best we got is kind of like, you know, degrading the sport, and I'm trying to save it.
I'm not trying to get you to knock him. I just asked you.
No. Okay. I understand exactly what you're saying.
Okay.
You know, he's considered an enemy of mine, so I can say as many bad things as I can about him because he's a future opponent of mine. But, you know, speaking for the sport, I mean, he's about all we got.
I'd love to fight a big dude like that with a soft head. You know that, or a soft chin. I mean, I would love to. People laugh, but with these big guys that can't take a shot, if you hit them like in the head anywhere, like they're all over the place. David Price, Tyson Fury. I can go on and on, man. Some other guy, Mike Hales or something like that. That's his alias, but he was some 6'8" heavyweight. He just got drilled with a bad chin about 2 weeks ago on European television. So some of these guys are 6'7", 6'8". They got all the size, but I guess they've never been hit.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And that's why I like to fight bigger guys. I like to fight taller guys because taller guys, they're not as athletic. And I just may be I am the most athletic heavyweight, you know, that you have around. And I have a lot of attributes, and I have a lot of movement, and I got a lot of, you know, strengths. And a lot of their weaknesses, them guys, them big guys, they can't move as fast, and then they can't take the punch. So when they say, when they talk about, you know, how they say, oh, I'm a small heavyweight, I'm 6'3", and, you know, 225 pounds, and, oh, that's small. I'm just like, nah, that's the right size, you know, for a heavyweight. And them big guys can't take them punches, and they just get overpowered. I don't know what it is. I think it's something with their brain or something. I think they... You know, big dummies.
Why is it when these guys fight these business? Here's what's up. When you fight a guy that's maybe got height or reach on you, this and that, you got to do things to make it happen for you. In other words, you got to hit him in the hips. You got to hit him in the body. You got to hit him on the arms. You know, you got to mess up his rhythm. You got to discombobulate them a little bit. Even if you can't hit him in the head, hit them with something. Some of these guys just sit there and pose in front of these, just sit there and pose like standing up punching bags.
Yeah, just like that Mike Perez and that Magomed, fight. I mean, that fight, the smarter fighter could have easily won that fight. I mean, they just stood there and, I was like, y'all ain't no head movement, no movement, no defense. No, I mean, this is just like, rock 'em, sock 'em, robot. What's going on? Like,
yeah, but
I get it.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you, Bryant, though, listen, the guy's jaw, he had jaw problems in the first round. You saw him moving his jaw and holding his jaw, so he had a broken jaw, a broken nose, and a broken hand, and that corner kept sending him out for a whooping round after round. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that corner, listen, if he died, they should be charged with negligent homicide for sending him out. Benji Estevez, my good friend, was a referee. He didn't take care of business that night. He failed. He failed that young man. The doctor, the ring doctor, failed him, and his corner failed him. All three things put in place to save him, to help him. All three of them failed.
Yeah.
You know, and that's ugly. I mean, they tell me that the guy's going to live and everything now, but he had a stroke during surgery, during brain surgery. That don't sound like to me like he's going to be okay, because I don't know if you know who Gerald McClellan is. Gerald McClellan was a world super middleweight champion, a cronk fighter out of Detroit. And he went over to fight Nigel Benn. He knocked Nigel Benn out of the ring in 1995, knocked him out of the ring. It took him about 30 seconds to get Nigel Benn back in the ring. So he should have been a knockout win for the first round for Gerald McClellan, okay? Instead, they went like 10 more rounds, and Gerald, who had struggled to make the weight, got hit in the head a few times, and boom, he went into a coma. And when he finally came out, I saw him maybe 10 years ago at a fundraiser we did for him at Rockport, Illinois, Jerry Cooney and myself. And he's in a wheelchair. He can't talk. He can't see. You know what I'm saying? People don't realize this guy, Mago, he's probably going to need 24-hour care for the rest of his life. Who's going to pay for that, Bryant?
Yeah.
I mean, who's going to pay for that? That's why we need a federal boxing commission, man. We need a federal boxing commission. We need insurance policies put in place that these guys are taken care of. Because they tell me his family's going to have to foot this medical bill.
Yeah, they had to come up with a little funding. To help him pay. I mean, because he only got paid $40,000 for that fight, which I think was super low.
Well, considering it was an HBO opener, I think that you're right. Speaking of HBO and Showtime, do you have a preference on what network you're on?
HBO.
You want to be with HBO, huh?
Yeah. It's, HBO. We got a good relationship, and my manager, Jay Prince, and my promoter Gary Shaw. We all in.
Listen,
we're all in unison with this. So
I remember Prince back in the days of Rap-A-Lot Records. That's what he started.
Yeah.
Rap-A-Lot Records. He made a fistful of money. He made like 10 armored cars, man, working out of Houston. I think it was the Fourth Ward, I think. But he's a smart businessman and a good manager. I think you're in good hands there, son.
Yeah. It's the Fifth Ward. Yeah, he got a lot of discipline. He got a lot of rules. And that's what you need. That's how I operate. We click because he operates, very similar to the way I operate, and we relate to a lot of the same things, and that's the reason why we click so well. So,
well, Bryant, I want to thank you for the time today, man. This is your Ring Talk debut. I want you to come back and spend some time with me as we play the Sound of Philadelphia going out of here, man, because you are the man for Philly, Bryant Jennings, undefeated heavyweight sensation. Best of luck to you, man. Hopefully we'll talk before January 18th.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
All the best. Bryant Jennings, folks. Undefeated heavyweight sensation. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We do the Week in Review with the Kim K-Man, KP, Kevin Perry on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Studies show that as many as 90% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D, making it one of the most common health concerns in the world. But all of that is about to change because now there's Bio-D Supreme, the absorbable vitamin D. This unique vitamin D spray quickly and easily provides the therapeutic level of vitamin D you need every day. Just a few sprays a day delivers 5,000 IU of vitamin D, the same amount recommended by doctors. Traditional vitamin D pills can lose up to 90% of their potency as they pass through our system, but Bio-D Supreme uses amazing new oral spray technology with a fully optimized blend of vitamin D and all the key cofactors so you get the vitamin D you need absorbed into your bloodstream in just seconds. Stop wasting your money on pills and get the spray. Call now and find out how to get your free 30-day bonus supply of Bio-D Supreme.
Call 1-800-709-7805. That's 800-709-7805. Again, 800-709-7805.
Call now.
And you know who never gets a death penalty? Are crazy people and mentally ill people. Anybody who's got a problem, like a Jeffrey Dahmer. Remember that guy? Was it 4 or 5 years ago? Dahmer was eating a lot of people. And they never gave him the death penalty because he was ruled insane. What a surprise. But if a guy's crazy, that's the defense in America. He doesn't know what he did. He cannot be held responsible for his actions. Well, if he doesn't know what he did, then he doesn't know we're going to kill him. The guy's that crazy, you put the guy in the electric chair, we'll tell him it's a ride.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
The mighty Tower of Power bringing us back from the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. This segment will pick up MMA in about 10 minutes right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. If you are joining us for the very first time tonight, let me welcome you to the Ring Talk family of listeners. We've been here now 29 plus years. We air Saturdays at 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour, and we mix boxing and MMA into that 1 hour on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we do a 2 hour show, an hour of boxing and an hour of MMA. Both shows start, both Saturday and Sunday, start at 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, TuneIn.com, and of course our website, RingTalk.com. Well, one of my writers at RingTalk.com is also one of the guys that puts the website together. I'm talking about KP, Kevin Perry. And Kevin, Mikey Garcia last week, you sort of called it going in there. First of all, welcome to the show and good morning.
Oh, thank you. Good morning.
All right, now, you sort of called it on Mikey Garcia. You didn't think he took as well as he gave, and then he got knocked down by a feather puncher in Roman Martinez. Talk to me about that. What did you see going in?
Sometimes what I see in boxing, and I watch a lot of fights, is I see a guy's body language in fights. So, for example, his demeanor, whether he goes for broke or if he's somebody that's kind of risk-averse. And kind of what I see from Garcia is he's very good. I mean, he's got good power, good technique, but he doesn't seem like he's somebody who really wants to engage. He's more somebody who's very, like, a calculated type of fighter. And you see if the thing with him is he hasn't really fought too many elite opponents. So a lot of this hoopla and this excitement everybody's getting is, I think, a little bit overstated in my mind. I think he needs to fight some better opponents. I think now that he's at 130, he's going to fight some guys that are more his size, because I think he's in the amateurs, I think he was fighting at 135 pounds. So we'll see what he looks like when he fights some different opponents with a little bit more skills.
Kevin Perry's our guest, folks. He's featured at ringtalk.com. Let's break down the Mayweather, the Floyd Mayweather, Saul Alvarez, the numbers. The live gate, this is how the tickets went. 4,718 tickets were sold at $2,000 a piece. 1,498 tickets were sold at $1,750 a piece. $1,627 tickets went at $1,500 a piece. 2,429 tickets went at $1,000 a piece. 4,081 tickets sold at $600, and 1,793 tickets sold at $350, which totaled a live record-breaking gate of $20,003,150. Good Lord, Floyd just keeps busting records, man.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give the guy quite a bit of credit, and he's not really the most exciting fighter either, so to be able to do the numbers he does, with the type of fights he's engaged in, I mean, it's not really a whole lot of action. Some of that has to do with him, but some of that has to do with the type of opponents he's fighting. I mean, most of the guys he's fighting, they're not really great boxers. They're more of, you know, pretty one-dimensional guys. So he looked great, made a lot of money, more power to him. He's the best fighter. He's the best fighter in boxing.
Okay, second best fighter in boxing is supposed to be Andre Ward, 26-0, I think 16 KOs, the world 168-pound champion out of Oakland, California, 2004 Olympic gold medalist at 178 pounds, of course, now fighting at 168. Is there really anything left for him at 168, or is he just milking a cow here? I mean, aren't the real challenges for him at 175? He's talking about guys moving up to fight him like Chavez and this and that, but isn't his real challenge at 175?
I think that's his biggest challenges are out there, but you have to remember, I mean, he should fight at whatever weight he feels comfortable at. And I think this whole idea that he should move up in weight, if he's not, doesn't really feel that his body is filled out for, you know, light heavyweight yet, I think he should stay at the weight. And he could get a few more fights in there and see what happens from there.
But, Kevin, if he keeps it up, he'll be fighting Scott Cuddy and Kevin Perry and Pedro Fernandez, because he's ran out of guys at 168 pounds.
Yeah, I think about one or two more fights, you will definitely see him at 175 pounds.
Okay, so tonight, Edwin Rodriguez, they call him La Bamba. He got a chance. He's got a chance here. Is he that good of a puncher? Could he freeze Andre Ward?
He's a decent puncher, but the problem with him is Ward, I think, has better speed, not just hand speed, but Ward is also his foot speed, his footwork is very good, and Rodriguez is kind of more of he's got decent skills, but he's a little bit stationary. His feet aren't all that quick, and I think Ward will be able to take advantage of that. And I think if the fight is an inside fight, I think that definitely favors Ward. And that's kind of what I see Ward doing, is using his inside game to kind of nullify any of the big punches that Rodriguez can throw, or any of the sneaky punches like his left hooks. So I see Ward probably winning this pretty comfortably, but you never know. Rodriguez is definitely a live underdog and pretty good fighter, but athletically, he's just not in Ward's league.
Barclays Center, Brooklyn, New York, for his home of the, what do they call them, the Brooklyn Nets now of the NBA, December 7th, day that will live in infamy. Devon Alexander and Amir Khan at 147 pounds, and Pauly Malignaggi and Zab Judah, I think, at 140 pounds. Now, if Amir Khan wins this fight, he's supposed to fight Floyd Mayweather in May. Does he beat Devon Alexander?
But Amir Khan's not fighting Devon Alexander. Devon Alexander is going to be fighting Sean Porter in December.
Okay, so I guess he's pulled off. So is it going to be Amir Khan then and Floyd Mayweather in May?
Well, that's what it looks like. I think that's why he's not fighting Devon Alexander, because he doesn't need to take the risk. I think he's pretty much in the number one guy in the negotiation for a fight with Floyd. And, but does he beat Floyd? I don't think he has much of a chance.
Good enough. All the best to you, KP. Thanks for all the hard work. Say hello to your girlfriend. And how's Vegas?
Vegas is great.
Okay, the godfather of soul, the godfather of ring talk. I'm talking about Mr. Kevin Perry on the line from Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. We're going to switch gears. We're talking MMA, UFC 167, Bellator, and more. Right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Tired of nagging back pain? The WonderTrack will give you the relief your back has been aching for. The patented curved shape of the WonderTrack cradles both sides of your body to provide almost immediate relief for your back pains and strains. When you lay in the WonderTrack's groove, your body weight exerts a downward force on the vertebrae, while the reinforced sides straighten the alignment of the spine in the same way as a spinal traction machine. WonderTrack is effective at treating lower, central, and upper back pains in just 10 to 20 minutes. WonderTrack also functions as an exercise aid, allowing you to strengthen your back and core muscles. Enjoy the bonus exercise DVD that comes with your WonderTrack to beat back pain once and for all. And with WonderTrack's 30-day money-back guarantee, you'll finally see how comfortable back relief can be. If for any reason you aren't 100% satisfied, you can return your product, no questions asked. For immediate back pain relief, go to WonderTrack.com. Allow your body to get back on track with WonderTrack and experience the freedom a life without back pain can provide. Order today at WonderTrack.com and check out our Rocket Hub page to get free shipping on your WonderTrack. That's WonderTrack.com.
Have you ever made a crazy bet on sports? Now you can do it in the ultimate peer-to-peer social betting exchange with YouBetMe. YouBetMe is the easiest way to bet on anything with family and friends. It's fun, it's free, and it's now available at the iTunes App Store. And it's not just about sports. YouBetMe is a great way to bet on reality TV, award shows, dating, anything where you know you're right and everyone else is wrong. Check it out. YouBetMe, now at the iTunes App Store.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Loud fans help teams win. Yell Bands helps fans be loud. Yell Bands are megaphones that fans wear on their arm and pull off to cheer for their team. And now Yell Band LLC is crowdfunding in order to purchase the licenses to put NFL and college team logos on the bands. Contributors receive some pretty cool perks, like a t-shirt, a Yell Band of your choice, or even free game tickets for the life of the company. Go to yellband.com and click on the green crowdfunding button to learn more and contribute. Take home field advantage to the next level at yellband.com.
Fought scheduled for five for the Strike Force World Welterweight title. Nick Diaz, the champion in white and black. Daly, the challenger in blue. Great body work by Diaz. Oh, a beautiful uppercut. Looping right hand. Daly falling into trouble. 11 seconds. Diaz going in for the KO. And it's over. Diaz has made history. Nick Diaz finishing Daly. And that's one of the best rounds of the year.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Survive, and I evolve every day. Survivor.
is the survival of the hippest, the soulful and the greatest of the true funk soldier. I don't need a yogi, it's decoded in my DNA.
The great vocal skills of Mr. Tom Bowes, doing that with East Bay Soul, eastbaysoul.com. Tom Bowes, of course, the part of the Funk Harmonic Orchestra. They're in New York City, formerly a Tower of Power. Bottom line is, my daughter was in love with him back in the 1990s when he pointed her out on stage and said, "Who's that little cute girl with the curly hair?" You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, we are just hours away from USC 167, emanating from Las Vegas. Of course, Johnny Hendricks, the puncher, the guy with the beard. He sort of looks like a lumberjack type of guy. Well, he can punch, he can wrestle a little bit, and he's challenging GSP, George St. Pierre, of course, for the World Welterweight Championship. GSP has me beaten in eons, and I don't think he's going to get beat tonight, but there's always a chance because, you know, guys get old. Guys get old overnight. I mean, one night a fighter can show up, be it a boxer or an MMA guy, can show up for a fight and look stellar, okay? And then he can have an excellent training camp the next time out, right, and go into the ring and just be totally flat, not have his reflexes, not have any pop. I mean, he's just lost it. You can just lose it, and you lose it overnight. And with GSP, you know, he's getting up there, and he's sort of losing that just for men, got gray hair and things like that. So the upset is possible, but I don't think it's too likely tonight when he takes on Johnny Hendricks. Let's talk some MMA news before I go back to the world of the UFC 167 and all the bouts. On, of course, it starts at 3:30 p.m. Pacific time on Facebook.com. At 5 o'clock p.m., it goes to Fox Sports 1, the former Speed Channel. And then at 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, it goes to pay-per-view, of course, for the main card, UFC 167. Now, there have been some problems with the Fox Sports numbers. The numbers are down. I mean, way down. I mean, not looking good. Of course, they made the change August 17th from FX Cable to Fox Sports 1, hoping to develop this network into the UFC network. Well, it did good numbers the first time around. I mean, Chael Sonnen and Mauricio Shogun Rua did like $1.8 million as far as that first day, the debut of the network, but it hasn't done that well afterwards. And The Ultimate Fighter, which is scheduled every Thursday night, this is season 18, of course, Team Rousey against Team Tate. The bottom line is it's not doing the great numbers. It's doing better numbers almost percentage-wise in DVR. In other words, people recording it to watch it later than it is live. It's just not doing that well. And they can't figure it out because this is a great little script, great little lineup. The fact that Ronda Rousey is as nasty as they come, and she is sweetest girl in the world when you talk to her and have her in the studio and you interview her at ringside before a fight. I mean, when she's not fighting, okay? Anytime she is fighting, she's like, it's like a rattlesnake, unpredictable, turn around and bite you. I mean, she's just not the person to deal with a couple days before the fight. Believe me, I have interviewed her. But her and Miesha Tate, of course, going to hook it up in their rematch after the finals, the Ultimate Fighter finals will be later this month. But the big fight between those two girls, goes down December 28th, UFC 168, live from Las Vegas. That'll be underneath Chris Weidman, the undefeated world middleweight champion, rematching the former middleweight champion, the iconic one. Yeah, long in the tooth. I'm talking about Anderson Silva. Anderson Silva, the Spider, of course, coming back in this big rematch, and everybody's expected him to overwhelm Chris Weidman, that he took Chris Weidman too lightly the first time. Listen, Chris Weidman was just too much for him. He was too strong for him. He was too fast for him. Anderson couldn't take him down. I think he did take him down one time, and that's the only time that Chris Weidman's ever been down in his entire career. Seriously, ever been taken off his feet. The guy's a phenomenal wrestler. He's got a great base, okay? Knows his jiu-jitsu. He can strike now. He's learning how to box. And that's what you're seeing more and more and more in the world of mixed martial arts. Guys developing, and women as well, developing their boxing skills. Boxing 101. They're going back to school, per se, and learning how to box. I mean, you see these guys. That's how Weidman finished Silva. And that's how Cain Velasquez hurt Junior Dos Santos. Of course, the second-rated heavyweight in the world next to the champion, Cain Velasquez. They've had, what, three fights now, and Cain's won two. Two vicious battles. The last two battles were just incredible one-sided onslaughts. It's not like this mayhem as far as, you know, Cain Velasquez beating up on Junior Dos Santos in that second and the third fight. But in their first fight, Santos, of course, scored the quick knockout over Cain Velasquez. And going into that first fight a couple of years ago, November 2011, I believe, Cain Velasquez had a bad knee and a bad shoulder. and Junior Dos Santos had a broken foot. So they both had issues going into the fight, but they both took the fight because it was their debut on Fox Sports Network. I mean, the Fox Network, not the Sports Network, the Fox Network, okay? It was a big debut on Fox, and they had to look good. They had to go out there. I mean, the company was on the line, so they put their health behind them and just said, the heck with it. We're going to go out there. We're going to do our thing. Of course, they fought twice afterwards, and the boxing of Cain Velasquez, that's what I think has been the key in the last two fights. People say, well, he's the greatest cardio guy as far as the heavyweights are concerned, or maybe in all of MMA, and he deserves to be ranked number one pound for pound. And I think I've got to agree with those people now. I really do. I mean, when you look at Cain Velasquez, the fact that he's had, what, like 14 fights? He lost that one fight to Santos, and he's never lost a round. He's never lost a round, never lost a minute of a round. I mean, that's how dominant he is in his fights. Of course, the Santos fight, the first one I said, in abbreviation, boom, he got knocked out quick. And he got rolled. He got rattled and rolled when he ran across the cage to engage Santos the third time a fortnight ago, okay, when they hooked it up for the third time. I mean, Santos was stopped finally in the fifth round. It was a brutal, brutal beating, folks. One of those beatings that takes a lot off a fighter's life. As far, you know, a fighter's like a car. Okay, you can only put a certain amount of miles in a car before the car just says, you know what, I've had it. And I think that Junior Dos Santos, based on those last two beatings from Cain Velasquez, I think he's had it. I mean, if he wants to continue, I saw pictures of him in the hospital and being treated afterwards. This thing, he looked like somebody literally took a baseball bat to his head and beat him about the head mercilessly. That's how bad he looked. So as far as Junior Dos Santos wanting to come back and fight for the World Heavyweight Championship, not anytime soon, Junior. And you're such a hero, an iconic figure. You know, you looked up to. You're the man down there in Brazil. I think you should turn your attentions towards, you know, helping the public, doing some public service and things like that. Although he does a lot of charity work, I just don't think that for Junior Dos Santos, the fighter, for Junior Dos Santos, the father, for Junior Dos Santos, the human being, I just don't think he needs to take any more abuse from the likes of Cain Velasquez, because Cain Velasquez is the real deal, folks, and he looks to be heavyweight champion for just quite a long time. I mean, who's going to beat him? Who's going to beat him? I mean, you can always pull off a quick upset like, you know, like Junior Dos Santos did with him and catch him on the chin and boom, pop him, and had Junior Dos Santos followed up after popping Cain in that third fight a couple weeks ago in the first round. I mean, Cain was hurt. Cain ran straight across the cage and caught a right hand, I think, and a left hook, and he was wobbled. Okay, but he grabbed Junior Dos Santos and he threw him against the cage, and then he started pounding on him, and he was boxing him, then he was mauling him, then he just beat the stuffing out of Junior Dos Santos. That's just the best way I can put it without being too explicit. He beat the stuffing out of him, and I think the young man from Brazil should think about doing something else. Straight up, he's a great commentator as far as Brazilian sports are concerned. As I said, he's an iconic figure down there, but when you continue too long, and you're trying to climb a mountain that's unclimbable, you're not going to make it to the mountaintop again. Give it up. You can make money. You're a professional fighter. I understand that. It isn't all about winning titles and that kind of stuff. Okay, titles are nothing. It's all about making money. That's what they call it, prize fighting, whether it's boxing or whether it's MMA or cage fighting. Call it what you want, okay? It's all about making money, prize fighting. And I think that Junior Dos Santos has made a few bucks, and I think he's well off, and I think he should just hang it up right now before he gets hurt. That's my saying. Watch him. He'll be back in 6 months. George St. Pierre, of course, GSP, they call him, the world welterweight champion out of Canada. I mean, the guy's a figure up there that can draw like 25,000 or 30,000 people into arena if need be. He's fighting in Las Vegas against a guy that's got a good chance to knock him out if he hits him on the chin. That's how hard Johnny Hendricks hits. I mean, boom, right hand hungry. He can come out there. He can get you. He can get you. He is the real deal, okay, as far as punching is concerned. He can also wrestle a bit. So GSP, how's he going to counter that? Well, GSP is going to have to reach back into a bag of tricks, folks, and show us the GSP of 3 or 4 years old, because if he's lost a step or two, Johnny Hendricks just might be able to capitalize on that and take away the world welterweight championship. That's 170 pounds. And once again, go through the weight divisions as far as the UFC is concerned, okay? It's 125 pounds. That's flyweight. 135 pounds is bantamweight. 145 pounds is featherweight. 155 pounds is lightweight. 170 pounds is welterweight. 185 pounds is middleweight. 205 pounds in the MMA division as far as the UFC is concerned, and Bellator, 205 pounds and less is light heavyweight. Anything above 205 to 265, and the weight limit cuts off at 265, is the heavyweight division, of course, ruled by the aforementioned Cain Velasquez. Rashad Evans, remember him? The light heavyweight champion for a while, uninspired, got that rematch for the title with John Jones, looked like he'd even try. I mean, him and John Jones being former gym mates, I thought that at least there'd be some bad blood. I mean, they were talking like there was bad blood going into it, but these guys went into the fight like, golly gee, we were both friends. At least that was Rashad Evans's take on the fight as far as me looking at it was concerned. He just had too much respect for John Jones, wouldn't go after it, didn't go for the win. And if you don't go for the win, all you're looking to do is survive. You're looking to go the route, not get hurt. That's what I think that was on Rashad Evans's mind. All I want to do is go the route here. I don't want to get hurt because he never gambled. And you have to gamble as far as greatness is concerned. In the world of combat sports, be it boxing, be it MMA, you must gamble. I asked Sugar Ray Leonard, the world-renowned boxer, the former champion, 147 pounds, all the way up to light heavyweight, I think a super middleweight. Anyway, he told me that the difference between a good fighter and a great fighter is that the good fighter will gamble to become great. And that goes both in boxing and MMA. Now, GSP and Johnny Hendricks, I don't know. What can I say? I don't think Johnny Hendricks is going to be able to take care of GSP, but as I said, he's got to punch a shot. But Rashad Evans and Chael Sonnen, Chael's one of these guys that coming off that win over Mauricio Shogun Rua, where he stopped him on August 17 on Fox Sports 1. Of course, that was the debut of the UFC on Fox Sports 1, formerly the Speed Channel, August 17, 2013. Chael Sonnen pulled a first-round submission. It was a big upset, okay? Chael can wrestle. Chael's got a great pace. Chael should not be looked at as just a big mouth. Sometimes I'd berate him. All he does is talk. I know he does more than talk. He shows up. He puts up. Okay, he had Anderson Silva all but beat a few years ago, okay, in Oakland, California. Remember that? USC pay-per-view event. Went into the fifth round. It was ahead on the scorecards, and then got submitted in the fifth round. Then, of course, when they hooked it up in the rematch, it was all Anderson Silva, and Chael Sonnen was stopped in almost in the blink of an eye. But Chael Sonnen and Rashad Evans fighting at 205 pounds. Is Chael a better middleweight than he was a light heavyweight? I don't know. Chael's got a body where he can hold 205 pounds and probably not have to cut too much weight to make it. Rashad Evans is probably going to cut from like 225 down to 205. That's how these guys do it, folks. They cut weight. Cutting weight is an art. And I know guys can cut 10, 15 pounds like in 3 or 4 days and still fight and be strong. It's a science. It's an art. Some people do it with intravenous needles as far as IVs and things. I've seen them doing that. I've seen suppositories. I've seen all kinds of weird stuff and all kinds of weird stuff to make weight. Enemas, you name it. Guys in boxing, guys in MMA, they will go to any lengths to make sure they make weight, because if you don't make weight, guess what? For the most part, you don't get paid. The co-feature, as far as the pay-per-view card tonight, UFC 167, emanating from Las Vegas in the MGM Grand, 7 p.m. Pacific time, UFC 167 pay-per-view. Robbie Lawler, always tough, always in good fights, taking on Rory McDonald. Rory McDonald, not the killer I thought he was going to be. I really thought Rory was going to be something special, man. But, you know, Rory sort of turned out to be, I don't know, maybe, well, the jury's still out on Rory. Rory's got to perform well tonight against Robbie Lawler, who he's favored over. And, of course, Josh Koscheck, the guy that was on last week's show taking on Tyron Woodley. Crossroads fight for Josh. Either he wins here, he's probably going to cancel his USC ticket. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and the iHeartRadio Network. And don't forget, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and you're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. Make sure you keep him. Don't let nobody take care of your business better than you do. Do what it wants, give him what it wants. Respect will come to you. And you can hold your man. Hold your man. Hold your man.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life
turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14-by-21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50-by-100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100-by-100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70-by-100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The Harmony of Tower of Power. Check them out, towerofpower.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and mixed martial arts tonight on HBO Championship Boxing from Ontario, California, world super middleweight champion, 2004 Olympic gold medalist, Andre S.O.G. Ward, of course, 26-0, 16 KOs, taking on the equally unbeaten Edwin Rodriguez in a battle for the world super middleweight championship. And, of course, in the world of MMA, that starts at 3:30 p.m. Pacific time on Facebook.com. That goes for an hour and a half on Facebook.com. Then it switches over to Fox Sports 1 for 2 hours of MMA, UFC 167, the prelims. Then at 10 p.m. Eastern time to 7 o'clock Pacific time, we go to the pay-per-view card. Of course, the main event, GSP, Johnny Hendricks for the World Welterweight Championship. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget we are live Saturdays and Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, the American Forces Network, or any of the other many internet platforms on which you listen to this show. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life.